Now the Gemara says, I for a time with the Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says clearly what his reason is. Rav Yosi says clearly, Mishum Hefsat Haramai, who? Rav Yosi says clearly, the reason why I do not give back even $100 is because I want the lawyer to admit. Says, so there's no svara to say that in the case of money, Rav Yosi should agree maybe to the Rabbanim that you give back 100 and 100. Rav Yosi says clearly, his svara is, I don't give back anything in order that the lawyer should admit. So there's no havamina that Rav Yosi should admit by money. So Mar says true, Elo Tavaya the Rabbanim Itzrach. In both cases lead according to the Rabbanim. And I tell you, it's V'loi Zu Asukatani. Not only this, even that. In other words, true, if it would have just said the case of Kalim, it would have been enough. But first it says the case of money. And then it says even a bigger Kiddush, that even by Kalim, we're really, you're ruining the Kli, you're selling the Kli. Still the Rabbanim says that we sell that Kli, and $100 of it goes back to the second person, and then just the rest of the value of it, that we hold on until we know which one it belongs to. Now the Mishnah says, Ha-mafkid peiris eitzach adeiroi. If somebody gives you fruits to watch, you're a shamer on fruit. Afilu hein avudin. Even if the peiris are getting rotten, they're getting ruined, Rashi says that they akvarim, even maitha come and eat from it, or rikvun, that they're rotting away, still lo yigabhem. You're not supposed to touch them, you have to watch them, until the owner comes back. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo yimenau moichron. Sell them right now, and hold on to the money for the owner better, because otherwise they'll all get ruined. Then do it mifnei bezdin, in front of bezdin. Mifnei shu kenei shav aveda, they'll buy them. Because that's cool, like hashavas aveda. Like if you keep on holding on to it, the whole thing will get rotten away. There'll be nothing to give back. So it's like, it's a meishav aveda now. That's what Shimon Gamliel swore. This Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason of a Tanakama? Chorv Shimon says, very good. You should have to sell it. What does a Tanakama say? Lo yigabem, don't touch it. Some Rav Kanav Kana says, the swore is, famous swore, odam roitze bekav shaloi, mitisha kav mishoch averoi. A person would rather have just one kav of his own than have a nine of somebody else's. In other words, this is your own fruit that you raised, you grew. So therefore, even though it's going to run away, you don't care. It's worth it to you to get back the fruit, even though they're rotten, even though it's going to be worth nine times less than getting back the money. Because a person wants what he worked for. Kav Shalai Rashi says, Chaviv Olov, what you do yourself is worth, is very dear to you. Ayidei Shalom Ben, because you worked on it. The kav, She Yishoyelem Him, you want this calf to be for you. Who writes, you want this more than Tisha Kav Mishalachayrim, Shikach Vadam Yimachrim. You don't care the person should give you the money and you buy and buy new Paris. You'd rather have your Paris than have other bought Paris. Famous Lara. Therefore, Rabbi Tanakam holds, don't sell the Paris. Hold on to it until the owner comes back. We have Nachman Yitzchakam, another Svara. Chashinim were afraid, Shem Osan Hamafkid, Truma Meister Al Mokamacher. You're afraid maybe the owner had to take off Truma Samaisis from the fruits he has in his house. So he said that these Paris that I gave to Shema to watch, they should be Truma on the Paris I have home. So therefore you can't sell these Paris now, because you have to be afraid maybe they became, maybe they're Truma Samaisis. The Ma Meister had a kasha. Says Aloha, I'm asking Paris to the if you give Paris to your friend, I raise a legal, but you're not allowed to touch it. You know, the Shem is not allowed to touch it. So it says in the Bryce, Lafika, therefore, it says, therefore, Balabayis, Oslas, the Truma, Maisa, Mokamacher. Therefore, the owner is allowed to make Truma, Maisa, Mokamacher. So really, there's a kasha to Rav Nachman. It was like this. Bishleim, the Rav Kana, is very good, according to Rav Kana. Haimu, the Tana, Lafika. That's why the Bryce is Lafika. In other words, you're not allowed to touch the Paris because the owner wants his own Paris back more than other Paris. So therefore, since the law is that the Shem is not allowed to sell it, therefore now the Baal HaBos back at home has a right to say, for sure the owner did not sell the Paris, therefore you have a right to make a Truma Samaisris on your Paris home. But Elul Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, according to Nachman Yitzchak, my Lafikach, what's Lafikach here? It doesn't start off. According to Rav Nachman, the only reason why you can't sell it is because you're afraid maybe the owner made a Truma Samaisris. So how could the right to say Lafikach? Mashma, there's some separate reason why you can't touch it. Once you can't touch it, then the owner is allowed to make a Truma Samaisis. Of course, Rav Nachman is the opposite. Really, you are allowed to sell it. Just you're afraid. We're afraid because maybe the owner made it a Truma Samaisis. So the price is not like him. So Gemara says, no, how come? This is the price he means to say. Hash did the young Rabbanan learn his Davin. True. Now that the Rabbanan said that the Shem is not allowed to sell it. Why? Because he has to be afraid. Maybe the owner made a Truma Samaisis. Amakamachar. The Chashinim that were afraid maybe the owner did it. So now the figure, therefore, the locker is that Balabai says the Truma Samaisa Mokamachar. Now the Maisa, the Balabas himself, back at home, he has the right to go and make those terrorists Truma Samaisa Mokamachar. And since the Rabbanan told the Shomer, meaning that from a Sufi, you can't sell it, So once there's such a halacha that the shomer can't sell it, now the owner back at home for sure is allowed to make a trumas ma'isis al makom acher. So it wouldn't be a kashin Rav Nachman. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechonon machlokes. Where's the machlokes now? Mishnah birtei chesroinim. Only if it loses, it's getting spoiled at a normal loss, that there'll still be something lost. There'll still be something left over. Rashi says v'nero shah tvuah. Like any other tvuah gets rotten. We'll see later on the Mishnah. The chitum is tisha chatzai kavin lekurum. If you have wheat or you have rice, that it's normal if you have a kur of them, so 9.5 kavin should get lost to get the room. That's normal. If it devaluates that much, then the Tanakhama says not to sell it. But if it gets worse, even more than that, then everybody agrees it's supposed to sell the bezin in front of the bezin. So it's like this. On Rav Nachman, for sure they argue. Because Rav Nachman says the reason why you can't sell it is because you have to be afraid maybe the owner made a truma semaisus. So if you're afraid the owner made a truma semaisus, you can never sell it. I don't care how much it gets devaluated, but you can't sell it. So for sure the yagin Rav Nachman be Yitzchak. But Rav Kana me blame pligi. Does the yagin Rav Kana or not? Maybe he come Rav Kana. When does Rav Kana say that you can't touch him? Only with echas roinim. Only when it has a normal loss. Maybe that's all he meant. For the Gemara, no. I have a rot to the kav shaloi mitisha kav shechaveroi. Come on. Maybe even if it goes down 9 times as much, still you're not supposed to touch it. And that's more than kedechas roinim. So Chori Sirav Khan also argues on this. So Gemara says, no. Maybe guzma ba'alma. That's what Rav Kana said 9 times, that's only an exaggeration. He didn't mean so much. Maybe he only meant kedechas roinim. What the normal loss is. But once the shomer sees that the payers are getting even more, getting lost more, then you have a right to sell it. So maybe you agree with Rav Kana. Basically, I have a kasha. It says the figure about the bais says such trumas ma'aser makom acher. Therefore, it says about the boss is allowed to make a trumas ma'aser makom acher. And the question is why? For leikish, why shouldn't we be afraid? Dil mehevi lo yosem gdechas roinam. Maybe the payers will run away more than usual. If so, then the loch reads v'zav ninu. Then the shomer has a right to sell it. So how could the owner make a trumas ma'aseris? Maybe the shomer sold it already. The koach was fallen. Then the Baal HaBos back at home, it's not chalish truma, he's eating tevel. So the Gemara answers like this. Yoysa madeiches roinan loy shchiach. That Teva should right away so much doesn't happen so often. Therefore, vi mishtachiv, it does happen, mai, mizavdin lu, but still you have a right to sell it, but still, v'lech Hashem, osam Baal HaBayah, truma maisa, mokam acher. Let's still be afraid that maybe the owner made it right, truma maisa, mokam acher. So how could we go ahead and sell it? And the Gemara, kin mizavdin lu, since it doesn't happen so often, it takes a long time. So the question is though, but maybe the Baal HaBos already made it truma semaisus. How could we sell it? So Mar says true. Ki mizavninu, when we sell it, nami lekahanim b'dmei truma mizavninu. When the shomer sells it now, he has to true be afraid. Maybe the owner made it truma semaisus, so you could only sell it to a kohen. Therefore, there won't be any problem. For the Gemara, so Rav Nachman b'yitzchak nami mizavninu lekahanim. Even Rav Nachman b'yitzchak, then what can you sell to the kohen? Why does he say the shomer can't sell it? Because we're afraid maybe the owner made it truma semaisus. Even if the owner made a truma semaisis, let him sell it to a kohen, but he made truma. So Mar says, true, but the whole plea is the machlekes over here. The rabbi Baba Kona Sava, yes, the menechas roinu l'shchiach. It doesn't happen so often. Midi. Therefore, and if it does happen, it takes a long time for it to happen. The chimishtachin, if it does happen, the kainehu, they have a yes, the menechas roinu. It takes a long time until it happens. So therefore, yavudu balabai, truma semaisis, mokam achar, mukmei the heavy lo yes, the menechas roinu lovadlu. If the Baal HaBos does decide to make a truma semaisis, for sure we did it already before it got fulfilled so much, before it went down so much. So therefore, by the time the shomer wants to sell it, the owner already made a truma semaisis. Hilkach, therefore, ki evel yosem nechas roinin is avinu lukahanim, but you made truma. Therefore, very good. Now when the shomer comes to sell it way later on, even though it was made already into truma, let him sell it to a kohen, there's no problem. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak Sava, no. Yosem nechas roinin mishkashin, it happens very often. If so, the chihevi lu, when does it happen? It happens now, it's very fast, to the heavy lu. If so, that's what Nachman says, the yamad is avninu, if you can say the shomer has the right to sell it right away, zimnin, sometimes the kodim, mazin lu. Sometimes the shomer will sell it very fast. Before the yonu even makes a truma semaisis. And then the chihevi lu, balabai is truma maisra, mokam acher. When the balabos gets around to say that he wants the truma to be those parents that gave to the shomer, it's not here anymore. La yoda de zavna, the owner doesn't realize that the shomer already sold it. The koach has fallen, and it comes out the owner is eating tevel. That's the machlekes. Rav Nachman says he has to be afraid, maybe he got devaluated so fast. So if the shomer is going to sell it then, maybe the Baal HaBos didn't make a truma yet, he's first going to make it later, and then the Baal HaBos will eat tevel. Whereas the other man says, no, we're not afraid of that, because it takes a very long time for it to get so less.
So therefore, by that time, for sure, the owner already made a Trumas to Maestros. So then the Yetzer is to sell to a Kohen, there won't be any problem. All right, stop here.
You have holding Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, near the bottom. Meisvei. Says, Meisvei, I have a question. Says, Aloko, Hamafkit Pei Reseitzach Averoi, if somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch for him, he becomes a shomer on it, Vehekivu, and the peris become rotten, or else the yayin I give you wine to watch, Vehechmetz, the wine becomes spoiled, or else Shemen I gave you oil to watch, Vehivish, and it also became spoiled, or else the vash, I gave you honey to watch, the hidvish, and the honey got spoiled. So it says in all these cases, Harezel lo yigavhen. It says the shomer is still not supposed to touch it, and just leave it, and hold it on to for the owner. Even though it's getting spoiled, it's getting ruined, still just hold on to it till the owner comes. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. The Chachamim Oymen Chachamim say, Oyseh lohem takona. No, you're supposed to make a takona. Do something good for the owner. We'll soon see what that means. And therefore, sell these things right now in Beis Din. And return the money. Later, you just return the money to the owner. Now, when you sell these things, you have to sell them to somebody else. You're not supposed to buy it yourself. The shomer himself should not buy it and just hold on to the money for the owner. He's not allowed to sell to himself. Okay, why? Because kiyotzeboy, the same thing the love of other places. Kiyotzeboy, that gaboy tzedakah. If you're a person that collect tzedakah, so the zman shein lehem aniyim. If you don't have any aniyim around to give the money to, so you have to hold on to the money. So lechalek, you don't have aniyim to give out the money to. Porton liacherim, the yain porton liatzman. Like you want to change the money back from copper coins into silver coins. Because copper coins get ruined fast. So if you have to hold on to the money now, you don't want it to get ruined. So you want to change your copper coins back into, you want to change it back into silver coins. So now you're not supposed to do it for yourself. Because we're afraid when you do it for yourself, maybe you'll jip, maybe you won't give enough money. So therefore it says, Lacha, Partin liacherim, v'yein partin liatzman. When you want to change over the money, you have to change it over with somebody else and don't do it yourself. And the same thing, Gabay Tamchoy. If you're a gabbai that collects food to give out food for tzedakah, so the zman shein lo aniyim lechalek, let's say there's no aniyim to give out the food to, so what do you do with this food? So meichron, you're supposed to sell it. But liacherim, sell it to other people, v'yein meichron liyatzman. You can't sell it to yourself because we're afraid maybe you won't give enough money. You won't give the right price. Therefore, when you sell it to somebody else to make sure you get the right money. Here also, if you're a shomer and the fruits that you're watching become spoiled, you're supposed to sell it right now in order to hold on to the money to give it back to the Bailim, but you can't sell it to yourself, you have to sell it to somebody else. Now, what's the question? Kitani Miyas, what did we learn over here? That Peiros Ve'Kivoy. If you're a shomer on fruits, and the fruits get rotten, so, my love, aren't we talking about Afilu Yesa Mechteches Reinon? Mashmi, even if they get lost, they got spoiled a lot, more than the normal amount. Before we had yesterday, the Gemara said that the owner Machlekes is Bechdeches Reinon. But when it's Yesa Mechteches Reinon, we said that everybody agrees you're supposed to sell it. That's what Rabbi Babachona Rav Yechanan said. That the Machlekes, the Mishnah, was only by Bechdeches Reinon. But if the parents get ruined more than the normal way, then he held, everybody holds he's supposed to sell it. And here in the Brayta is mashmana like that. Here it says, even though the payrus got ruined, which is mashma a lot, more than the usual amount, still it's a machlokes here, if you're allowed to sell it or not. Somewhere it says, loy, that's not the shan the Brayta here. Bechdei chesreinen. Here when it says the fruits got spoiled, it means only the normal amount. But enechanami, if it would have been spoiled more than the usual amount, then according to everybody, you're allowed to sell it. Morris says no, but it says in the Brayta of Yayin v'Hechmetz, the wine became vinegar. Shemen v'Hivish, the oil became spoiled. Devash v'Hidvish, the honey became spoiled. The Chura spoiled means completely. The Yestim v'Dechas Reinu, this is more than the normal amount, Ninu. And still it says here that you should not sell it. Rabbi Meir says here, don't l'Yika v'Hen. The Chura said not like Rabbi Babachana. Even though it got spoiled more than the normal amount, still Rabbi Meir says don't touch it. The verse is true, but shani hani, these are different over here. That kivan the kum kum, like once these things became spoiled.